The reading today is from Luke chapter 2, verses 21 to 35. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too."
Why don't we pray before we come to our talk? Heavenly Father, we thank you that Christmas is all about Jesus. And this morning, as we think a little bit more of why Jesus is the reason that we celebrate Christmas, help us to understand, help us to believe, and help us, Lord, to live as those who are following Jesus. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, it is wonderful to have you all. There are a number of visitors amongst us here, as Paul mentioned, people from all over the world, and it is a wonderful testimony of what Jesus does, isn't it? Jesus brings everyone together, and we can celebrate what he has done. Now, on this joyful, on this very special day, before you go out and celebrate your Christmas, I'm going to ask you a bit of an odd question. An odd question, you might think. Are you content? Are you content? Are you full, satisfied with whatever going on in your life right now? Are you at peace? Now try to picture yourself, if you can, 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem, at the Jewish temple court. You're standing in a corner, and then you see this old man. His name is Simeon. Maybe long hair, white hair, long beard, long robe. He's carrying a long staff because he's old. But then he's excited. There's this glow in his face, and And he's running across the courtyard of the temple. There's a spring in his step. And you notice that this old man, Simeon, he's making a beeline towards this ordinary couple who is carrying a baby. And they also have two doves that they're taking to the temple because they have come here to offer this as a thanksgiving offering for their firstborn son. Now, as you've been listening to the story earlier, you would know that this couple is Mary and Joseph and their little son, newborn baby, 8-month-old, 8-day-old son, Jesus. And as Simeon approaches this couple, he's glowing with joy. Then he comes to the mother and gently takes this child from her hands and then he lifts this child up to the sky. And then his eyes are filled with this glow of excitement as he lifts him up to the sky, and there are some tears flowing from his eyes because he's so joyful, and he says, thank you God, thank you Lord. And in the same breath he says, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant. What he basically says is, Lord, now I'm ready to die. I'm ready to die. If you think about it, time to time we too feel it's better to die than to live, isn't it? Perhaps seeing what is going around in the world. Wars and natural disasters, violence, mass shootings, people driving through Christmas markets and killing innocent people. Maybe because of an illness that you're going through. Maybe you feel you're a burden to people around you. Maybe there is sadness of a relationship breakdown or a loss of a loved one. Perhaps there's this trial after trial after trial, disappointment after disappointment, rejection after rejection. And you simply can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, and you feel it's better to die than to live. But none of these are the reasons for Simeon wanting to die, is it? No, he's ready to die because he's joyful, he's full, he's satisfied, he's at peace. Unlike the YouTube band who is still haven't found what they're looking for, Simeon has found what he is looking for. Contentment. He has found it in Jesus. And despite what he's going through in his life, he's at complete peace. He's content and even ready to die. Now, contentment. Perhaps that's what you are lacking this morning. That's what you are searching for this morning. Because the places that you have tried to find contentment, maybe in a job, in good qualifications, maybe in a spouse, good health, maybe friends, kids, a beautiful house, alcohol, drugs, all these have just left you wanting, unfulfilled, unsatisfied, discontent. And perhaps this morning, that's what this old man Simeon is pointing us this morning, to the place where he found lasting, true contentment. In Jesus. Now, why did he find contentment in Jesus? He tells us, doesn't he, in verses 30 to 33. The very first thing he says is Jesus is salvation. He saves us. Now, what does Jesus save us from? Jesus saves us from God's wrath, God's anger, isn't it? The Bible says we are all destined for God's wrath because we have disobeyed and dishonored God, our Creator, which is called sin in the Bible. The only way to be rescued from God's wrath, God's anger, is to deal with our problem of sin. But the problem is, we can't do anything to solve the problem of sin. We can't deal with it on our own self. So Simeon, what does he say? He says, "My eyes have seen your salvation." In other words, Simeon is saying, guys, God has done something to deal with our problem of sin. We no longer have to face God's wrath. Our sin can no longer separate us from God. Jesus is God's plan, His solution for our problem of sin. What is he pointing to? What is Simeon pointing to? He's pointing us to the cross, isn't he? The cross. Where the sinless Jesus would die on a cross, taking the sins of the whole world on him. And he died a gruesome death. But then he didn't stay dead, right? He came back to life after 3 days, proving that he has fully and finally paid the ransom for our sins. That means his mission of salvation was accomplished. And Simeon goes on to say, this salvation is not just for one group of people. No, it is for everyone. It is for the whole world. It is prepared in the sight of all nations. Which means, friends, regardless of our ethnicity, our skin color, the language that we speak, the gender, the backgrounds that we come from, now anyone who believes in Jesus, his death and his resurrection, are forgiven and is rescued from eternal condemnation, saved from God's wrath. Simeon, this old man, he can now die in peace. Why? Because he knows he's safe. Not by what he has done, not by what he has achieved, but because what God has done through his son Jesus. So this morning, let me ask you, have you been rescued? Have you been rescued? Have you believed in Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins? Can you say with Simeon, I can die in peace right now because I have found my peace with God through Jesus? And let me encourage you, don't let this Christmas go by without seeing and believing Jesus, God's plan for your salvation. And if you have believed in Jesus, praise God. Go and live in peace. Don't allow anything or anyone to take away the peace that you have. Peace with God. Peace with one another, and peace within. And the second reason why Simeon found contentment is Jesus is the light, he says. Now we need the light, don't we, to see things clearer and better. And Simeon says, Jesus is the light for revelation to the Gentiles. Now, Gentiles were the non-Jewish people. Unless if you have a Jewish heritage, you and I are all a part of this group of Gentiles, aren't we? In Simeon's day, to be an Israelite meant to be part of God's chosen people. As his people, God revealed himself to this special group of people. He spoke to them through special people, through prophets and through visions and dreams. He made special covenants with this group of people. He met them in a special place, the temple, at the tabernacle. He gave them the book of the law, how to show them how to live as God's people. In other words, the people of Israel, they had this special privilege to know God, the God of the universe, personally. But Simeon says, you know what? Both the Jews and the non-Jews have the opportunity to know God personally. How? Because Jesus now reveals God. He's the light. We don't have to walk in the darkness because Jesus is the light. Now, we should be glad God is not asking us to look for him in the darkness, right? We should be glad that he's not playing hide and seek with us. He hasn't said, all right, close your eyes really tightly and then imagine whatever picture that comes to your mind and that's me. He doesn't say that. Or he doesn't say, all right, wait till you get to heaven, I'll show myself to you. No, he doesn't say that either. Instead, we remember during Christmas that he has come down to us. Jesus is called Emmanuel. We sang that, didn't we? Which means God with us. And Jesus himself says, I and the Father are one. And one of the very first followers of Jesus, John, he wrote that we have heard him speak. We have seen him with our own eyes. We have looked at him. We have touched him with our own hands. Who are they talking about? He's talking of the God of the universe who came down to earth, taking the form of a man. Which means, friends, when we see and get to know Jesus, we get to know the Almighty, eternal, all-powerful, all-loving, all-knowing, all-wise God of the universe. Jesus is the light that shows us who God is. Perhaps that's something you want to consider doing this morning. Making a commitment to get to know Jesus. You could make it a priority in the new year. Maybe you could make it one of your New Year's resolutions to get to know Jesus better. Because when you know Jesus, you'll get to know God, God of the universe. And like Simeon, you too might find yourself saying, I am content. I have everything because I have seen God. I'm even ready to die because I know the God who created me. And I know the God who will be with me in eternity. Do you know God? Do you know God? Do you know him better? Do you want to know him better? Look at Jesus. Study his life. Look at the scriptures. Get to know him because you will know God. Finally, they're told Jesus is the glory. Glory here means to bring praise, to honor, to remove shame. Simeon says Jesus will be the glory of your people Israel. Well, what does it mean to be Jesus is the glory of your people Israel? Now, if you know your Bible, your Old Testament, you'll remember that people of Israel were called to be a channel of blessing to the whole world. But as we also read the Bible, we realize how sinful, how wicked, how corrupt, disobedient they were. Instead of being a blessing, they are now covered with shame and guilt of their sin. But God also promised that he would raise up a special king in Israel, one who would be sinless, one who would be a blessing to the nations, one who would die a shameful death on a cross to remove the shame and the guilt away from his people. And when Simeon sees this baby, he sees this promised King of God, the special King of God, and he says, I'm ready to die. I'm now ready to die because I have seen the one who removes my sin, the one who removes the sin and shame from all my people, and who replaces it with glory. Now, that's all about the Israelites, isn't it? That's all about the Jewish people. But what about us? Now today, if we are followers of Jesus, Jesus is our glory as well, isn't it? Because at the cross, Jesus was humiliated, he was put to shame, not because he did anything wrong, but because he took our guilt, our shame on himself and hung on a cross. And he died for our sin. And now he has robed us with his righteousness. He has robed us with his glory. Jesus is our glory. Jesus is the reason that we all can boast today. Jesus is the reason that we all can lift our heads up and walk. Not because we have done anything, but because Jesus did everything to bring us God's honor, God's glory on us. Now Jesus, whose birth that we remember each Christmas, is the salvation. He is the light. He is the glory. And having seen Jesus, knowing him, Simeon is fully content. Everything else in his life kind of pales in comparison. The details of the rest of his life's resume has become rubbish. It's irrelevant because he has seen Jesus. And there's another person who this happened, right? There's another person whom this happened. His name was Paul. It's in the Bible. And Paul says the same thing happened to him. So he says everything is loss, 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 loss. Everything is garbage. Why? Because I have seen Jesus. I have found Jesus. I know Jesus. I have found the treasure of all treasures. And he says, I'm content. I'm content. Let me ask you this morning, are you content? If not, let me ask you the same question that I asked the kids earlier. Are you seeing Jesus? Or is your view of Jesus being obscured by the busyness of Christmas, maybe, by the glitter and the glamour, by all the disappointments and the trials that you're facing even right now, by all the work and the study and family stresses that you're going through, by the fears and the uncertainties of the future? Maybe the new year. Have you lost sight of Jesus? Because according to the old man Simeon, knowing Jesus is the only way to find contentment in life. Now it doesn't mean that if you are following Jesus, life is going to be a bed of roses, right? It's not going to be all merry as we wish everyone Merry Christmas. No, there will be challenges. There will be tough times. But in the midst of all these, you will find contentment. You will have peace and the joy that no one can understand. And people look at you, they'll say, are you crazy? Are you a Christian? And they might ask. Because that's what it means to be a follower of Jesus, isn't it? To find contentment in Jesus. So we must make it a priority, friends, that we see Jesus. Not just at Christmas, but every season of our life. To know Him, to know Him better. And if you want to know more about Jesus, we are more than happy to have a conversation with you. We are more than happy to sit with you and talk about Jesus. And early next year, we will also run this program called Christianity Explored, going through one of the books that talks about Jesus in the Bible, the book of Mark. Come and talk to us. We are more than happy to welcome you into that course as well. But before we finish, let me read these words of a song that we regularly sing here. It is based on Paul's experience. The words will come up on the screen. It's all I once held dear, built my life upon. All this world reveres and wars to own. All I once thought gain, I have counted loss. Spent and worthless now. Compared to this, what? Knowing you, Jesus, knowing you. There is no greater thing. You're my all. You're the best. You're my joy, my righteousness. And I love you, Lord. I hope this will be your prayer, your desire, your attitude. This Christmas and beyond. Before we go, allow me to pray. Our Heavenly Father, we give you great thanks and praise for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, your Son, whom you sent from heaven to us. Lord, we rejoice because He is your plan for our salvation. You rescued us through His death on the cross. We thank you, Lord. You reveal yourself through your Son, Jesus. We thank you because you have covered us with your glory because of your Son, Jesus. But we look forward to the day when we see you face to face. But until then, keep us as your people. Followers and witnesses of Jesus. Lord, as we leave this place, may your love and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit remain with us now and forever. Amen. Amen. God bless you all.